We're talking high school football here on KSOM. The Cam Cougars rebounded this past week with a win over Griswold by a final score of 58-14. Cougars head coach Barry Bauer joins us now. And coach, it must have felt good to get back on track. What stood out the most for you this past Friday night?
Well, I think it does feel good to get back on the winning column. And I think what stood out to us the most is I think I've been trying to tell people all along that the more game reps that we can get with some of our young kids, the better off that we're going to be. And we finally started to kind of see some confidence in our young kids a little bit, which is good moving forward because, you know, you definitely need them. And I think that's one of the things that growth and maturity are going to be very, very crucial for our kids. So as many game reps as we can, along with hopefully some normalcy regarding a week of practice, I think is going to help our kids tremendously.
Well, I bet you the confidence level was higher for McCade Polson. 17 carries, 182 yards, and 5 rushing touchdowns. He also was 9 of 11 passing for 99 yards and 2 touchdowns. What do you think was the difference there?
Well, I think just with him, I think one of the things with quarterback coming into play, you know, the more that he is back there, the better off he can see things and understand where the lanes are going to be, understand the blocking schemes that we have up front, and just the overall general of the offense. I think that's where it's going to get more comfortable for him. And that he does not have to do it all himself, that he's got other guys around him to kind of pave the way. I think that was the biggest thing. But also for him to have a ball game like that, I was happy for him because he's one of the guys that definitely deserves it, you know, especially being in that role, the overtake, you know, just after some injuries that we've had. And for him to have that confidence, for him to experience that was unbelievable. And I was really excited for him.
How can you explain what a football player that Colin Bauer is? I mean, he plays at a different level. He plays at a higher intensity than a lot of other guys. It seems like he does make other guys better. He makes plays on both sides of the ball for you.
Well, he does. And I think one of the things is mentality. You got to have that certain mentality to say, you know what, I will not be blocked this week. I will not be blocked this play and just turn it loose. I think sometimes when you get into the head of young kids, then they kind of step in their own way. And I think once he gets that right mindset, yeah, he can do anything with anybody, you know, across Southwest Iowa or probably even the state of Iowa, you know, and that's where the mental focus has got to come involved. That's where the mental strength has got to come involved, you know, because, I mean, a person at his size, whether it's 6'2", 6'3", to over 200 pounds, you know, you can do some things. You know, and if you have to double team him on defense, then it creates some open gaps for some other people to make plays. You know, if you do some things on the offensive side, if you want to bracket him over the top, then it creates some other things for some other players. And I think you can probably see that out of our kids is, you know, even though McCade had a good night, you know, on Friday night, it certainly opens the path for other people like Braden Chester or, you know, Kobe Van Tiger or, you know, even Cade Winther, you know, to kind of do some things. And you know, even with our fullback, you know, William Rouse as well. So I think those kind of step into those roles, you know, especially for Colin as well.
Well, defensively, you had 12 tackles for a loss, and Paulson was an impact player on defense as well. He had a quarterback sack, 4 tackles for a loss. Bauer had 2. Kaysen Calhoun had 2. Keegan Crone had 3 tackles for a loss. I mean, what were – obviously, the confidence level was there for them, just flying all over the place and making plays for you.
Well, I think we got away from the thinking aspect and just go ahead and turn it loose. Just play. Trusting each other regarding where your fits are going to be, what your gap assignments are going to be, and just turn it loose. And I think you probably saw that on Friday night versus, you know, just game one experience. You know, oh, I don't want to screw up versus, you know what, don't just say that. Just go play. You know, we'll teach it off the film. We'll teach it, you know, to you during the game and things like that. Just go play. And I think that's one of the things that the kids probably had the mentality of is, okay, we're just going to turn it loose, see what happens, and come up with it. But, they know as well as I do that, come Monday and, teaching on the film is going to be very, very crucial for us. And they'll say, I probably made a mistake here, made a mistake there. Yeah, you did, but look at your effort. You can't coach the effort type of bit. Yeah, I mean, I can yell at the effort, but you got to have that within the mentality. Like I said earlier with Colin, you got to have that mentality up in your brain in order to be a full-fledged effort guy.
I know a lot of coaches don't buy into rankings. You were ranked opponent going into the season after the loss to Audubon. You stayed in the top 10 in eight-man football. Do you feel like your team is worthy of that right now, or is this still – you're still growing, you're still working at it?
I tell you what, Chris, that is not my call. I think those are the pundits that, that's what they get paid for, and I'll leave that up to them. All I can do is control our team and how to get better each and every week. I think maybe just the respect factor that we've had over the last few years have gotten us to that point, and we're honored to do that. But at the exact same time, we know that we've got a lot of work to do, from a skill basis, from a scheme basis, from, an opponent basis for everybody. I think we're just trying to get better ourselves, and rankings don't really matter until at the end of the year, when you're the lone dog up top. So come to find that out for a long time.
So what is your biggest priority coming off a blowout win? Sometimes you can't. It's hard to figure your team out when you have a ball game like that. Where do you go from here to try to continue to improve?
Well, I think we learned a heck of a lot just simply from that. Just simply from the standpoint is, remember, we don't have much depth. And I think one of the things is you can always see positive things. For example, you have hand placement, you've got footwork, you've got hip placement as we go through this process. And those were some of the things that I was looking for on Friday night, and we got better at. I think those are the things that are then going to lead on to bigger things from a technique standpoint. And I think a lot of times what happens in high school football is, okay, you gauge here, you gauge there regarding the physicality, but not us. We want to make sure that our footwork, our hand placement, our hat position, which we call helmet position, our hat position is in the right spot. Are we moving our feet? Where's our base? Is our base thin? Is our base wider? Are we taking those 6-inch steps? Are we mesh pointing at the attack regarding a quarterback receiver, a quarterback running back? Are we tackling well? Is our fits good? I think those are all the things that we go ahead and do game after game instead of just a blowout game. It's okay, how can we progress to get better for the next week and the next week and the next week? And those are those game reps.
So this week it's East Mills. The Wolverines are 2-0 so far on the season. They've beaten Sydney 44-24, top West Harrison Whiting 64-26. Obviously, their offense has been rolling a little bit. They've thrown a lot more than they passed. So what does that put challenges? What kind of challenges does that put on for you?
Well, there's always challenges when you face an East Mills team. They're very tough. They're tough-nosed kids. They're very tenacious in what they do. They'll come after you, both from a defensive standpoint and also an offensive standpoint. It's kind of one of those that you think that they also have a new head coach, so you're kind of seeing where exactly where there is. But I know that Kevin Schaefer's helping those guys out along with assistance that he's had in the past. So you kind of see a little bit of a wrinkle, but then also you kind of see Kevin's hand in it a little bit. And I think those are some of the things that I watch regarding on film. What are we going to get regarding the screen game? Where they're going to be aligned defensively, whether they play a 4-man front, 3-man front, where we can attack. And I think those are some of the things that, we look at. They're very senior loaded this year. They've got some players that have done a very, very nice job. I mean, Caleb Urban has passed for 664 yards, very skilled athlete. So you got to keep him contained in the pocket. and don't let him scramble. You got to look out for guys like Sheldon Vandenberg, who's also a senior that's got 123 rushing yards, but also 254 receiving yards. And then also Jackson Embry, who's a big physical kid, you know, that's got 266 passing yards as well. So kind of a three-headed monster there, but their guys up front are what really makes it happen, because without the guys up front, you know, those guys wouldn't be where they're at today.
Do they like to spread teams out and go empty backfield? You know, do you think that they're pass first? I mean, that's what the numbers are showing, that they want to throw it more, or do they, you know, they've just abandoned the running game? How do you see that offense and what you have to do to stop it?
They'll give what you take them. I think that's one of the things with those guys, is they've been very, very patient in the past, is, and he'll spread you out. He'll make you cover field sideline to sideline. And I think that's been the most impressive, you know, throughout their history, is, you know, going from sideline to sideline instead of playing smash mouth football. They'll line up in some certain formations, you know, that they will smash mouth you, but it'll be in certain situations. You know, they want to get their athletes in space. They want to make sure that they create mismatches for you, things like that. And so we've got to make sure that we align ourselves correctly, you know, and just make sure that we understand where their screen game is going to come from, where their route combinations are going to come, and just understand where, you know, number 33, 12, and number 3 are. You know, I think those are the things, is where's their playmakers at and what their personnel is, and can we get aligned to it, and can we make plays?
Well, Coach, it should be a good ball game. Good to come off a win to face a Wolverine team that's undefeated, as your team's confidence has grown. Really appreciate your time, as we wish you the best of luck this week against East Mills. Thanks so much.
Very much, Chris. Thank you.
Barry Bowers, head coach for CAM, the Cougars football team, joining us here on KSOM.